What has two thumbs and likes to bone your mom? This guy!
Ladies!
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels!
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey! Who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What's up, everybody? It's your Daddy Chench.
And I'm Arnold.
Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt.
I was listening to the last episode, and I was like, that's definitely going to make a fucking sound clip.
You going to hit me with that?
Huh?
Damn, bro.
So every time I announce my name.
Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt. That's dirty, man.
You know, it's funny because now like I'm actually listening to our show, and I'm fucking looking for sound clips now.
So you never listened to the show before?
I did, but I mean, like, I've listened to it so many times that it just kind of would, you know, just go by me.
So now you're looking for sound clips of
me? Yeah, I'm now specifically looking for sound clips. Cause I keep running out of the...
Hey, how about you get some of yourself?
I was
Instead
listening,
of
I was like...
being me all the time?
Huh?
Instead of it just being me all the time?
Pretty soon you're going to get replaced with sound drops, and it's just going to be like...
Fuck it, I'm just going to be an android.
Huh?
I'm just going to be an android, just a machine.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
So, it is...
When was that from?
Huh?
What were we talking about?
You're actually talking shit to me. Remember about the cop? You're like, okay. So you're up sucking your dick, aka want...
cop's dick.
Yeah, okay. Aka want your dick in my butt. Mm-hmm. Aka...
Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt.
So yeah, so it is the weekend after Super Bowl.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on it?
The Super Bowl?
Who were you going for? Or did you not have a...
I wanted the Seahawks to win, but I didn't think they were going to win. I thought they were going to get blown out.
And what ended up happening?
They ended up fucking smashing the Broncos.
Man. So...
So aside from that, the whole Super Bowl experience was dope. I was with friends. We were here with your roommate.
You're with me.
Watching the game. A lot of food, a lot of beer. Commercials sucked balls. Even the good ones were whack.
Yeah.
The halftime show, I kept telling people the weeks leading up to the Super Bowl,
uh-huh,
because they announced that Bruno Mars would be the halftime performer before the season started.
Uh-huh.
And I don't care if this sounds gay or whatever, but uh-huh, Bruno Mars is a good performer.
When you saw Bruno Mars, did you say,
man, I wish I had your dick in my butt? He's a really good performer, dude. I've seen him perform other stuff, and his music's pretty dope. I know it's mainstream music and like pop or whatever, but I knew that guy was dope even before he got big. When he got caught in, he's a
suck
cokehead.
His dick already, bro.
He's a cokehead, dude. Did you know he's a cokehead?
Huh?
You know he's a cokehead?
He is?
Yeah, dude. He got caught in Vegas with a bunch of coke in his pocket.
Oh, I remember that.
He's a fucking... He's a regular guy, man. He's just fucking trying to get...
I always wanted to try coke
and pussy. That's it, dude.
You ever tried coke?
Huh?
You ever tried coke?
Why are you asking me that right now?
I'm just curious.
Out of nowhere?
Yeah. We're talking about coke. I've always wanted to try coke.
If any of us here tries coke, it's you, because you were born to do coke. Look at your nose.
You know what?
You were born to do kilos of coke.
Why? Because I have a big nose?
Yes.
That's racism, man.
That's racist.
You're fucking stupid. Now, the performance was badass. Like, I know it was. Red Hot Chili Peppers were not needed, but they were still pretty good.
Yeah.
And then that's it, man. And then both you and I fucking ate too much that day.
Oh, man.
I didn't eat till the next day in the afternoon. Monday afternoon is when I had my breakfast. So I woke a fool, man.
Did you take a Super Bowl dump?
That Monday morning, though. Whoa.
It was about, like, chicken wings and all that shit.
Oh, man. That's pretty awesome. What about you? Anything going on for the Super Bowl?
Man. So I know
you're a dumbass. You probably laid some bets all over the place.
I only made a bet with my girlfriend.
Okay.
And I think we gambled... What did we gamble for? I think a strip tease.
I was just going to say ass play.
No.
Knowing your ass, ass play was involved.
She's probably going to get mad at me for saying this, but she plays with my butt anyways.
She plays with your butt anyways? No bet needed? That's gross, dude.
She just licks her finger and then circles my butthole. That's not really ass play.
So
don't look at me like
that,
man.
She plays with your rim?
Yeah.
So it's Ripley?
She teases it. Makes my butt quiver for a little bit.
Never going to shake her hand. Never going to shake that girl's hand, dude.
You ever see her pointing at you? That's her butthole finger. I'm just kidding.
If she ever puts her hand out to me, I'm going to punch her in the hand. Shit
away from me. Girl, it smells like Arnold's anus. No, I had a Super Bowl bet with her. And she doesn't play on my butt, for the record. I'm trying to get her to.
Sure she doesn't.
Huh?
Sure she doesn't.
No, it's really
good. So, what was the bet?
So, it was a striptease. Now, if I won, she was going to striptease for me. Now, keep it in mind.
Whatever. I want to know what's going to happen if she wins.
I would have to striptease for her.
That's not a win.
What do you mean it's not a win?
How's that, like, a good bet for her? It's a lose-lose.
Look at me. You wouldn't want to see me shaking my coin purse in front of your face.
No.
No? That's not what I heard.
Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt. You asked me if I wouldn't want to see you dancing in front of me. I didn't say that.
Okay, then you said,
let me smell your dick.
So, yeah, so she want, okay. So, what she wants is for me to do a striptease, and she wants to record it.
Ooh.
So, most
likely. Wait, were the same rules going to apply to her?
No.
I guess that makes it better then, because it's a bigger. Because you just stripteasing is whatever, but if she can get you.
I'm going to go full out, though. I'm going to go full out.
Is she going to POV you?
Probably. I don't know. I don't know.
She's going to POV you.
What does that mean?
POV?
Oh, well, how is she going to do it to me?
No, because the bet was if you won, she just gave you a regular strip dance and whatever, went all out, but there was no cameras involved.
Right.
If you lose, same rules apply, with the added on is that she has a camera.
Yeah.
So that changes the level of the wager. Now it's an even bet.
Uh-huh.
Because you absolutely want a striptease from her. She might not want a striptease from you, or maybe might be whatever from getting the striptease from you.
God bless her forever, even seeing me naked.
But she's more enticed to do it now because she put the caveat of, I'm going to have a camera. So now it's an even bet. Now I'm like, now it's level playing field.
To me, like I said, fuck it. If I lose, I'm going to go all out. I'm not going to be a little bitch about it. Okay. I'm going to go full on out.
I'm guessing you won the bet.
No, I lost the bet.
You lost the bet? Why are you so fucking happy about it then?
I'm not happy about it. I'm fucking camera shy.
I'm looking at you. You look happy about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about it. I had some really stupid shit planned.
You're fucking, like, you're doing a helicopter. Are you going to ask your mom to let you borrow the elephant thong?
That's the first thing she said. She was like, do you still have it? And I was like, no. And she was like, yeah, you do. I was like, it's somewhere tucked in my truck somewhere.
It's still in the truck? No. Oh, no. That's gross, dude. Are you going to buy anything? To wear an outfit? Are you going to wear a costume?
I'm going to dress up as a cop.
As a cop?
Yeah. So I'm going to need to borrow your aviator glasses. Heads up. Your aviator glasses is going to be involved in our weird shit.
No, I'll never lend you anything in my life.
Why not?
Because I have a feeling it's going to be in your ass. I'll never lend you anything.
It's going to somehow end up in my butt.
Somehow, whatever I lend you, it's going to end up in your ass.
I'm like, chance I accidentally crushed your glasses. I Kegel muscled. And
oh, you see that dent?
Huh?
Guess I got it.
It was in my butt. Those are funny. And I sneezed and it cracked. My butthole Kegel muscle broke it.
No, man.
So I already have it all planned out. Like, I'm going to come, like, with aviator glasses.
Is it going to happen in your room?
She wanted to do it in the living room. And I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Oh, in the room, probably. But wait, are you gonna do the whole role play? Like, going to be... She's going to be in trouble?
Yeah, I'm going to be Officer Sexy, like, you're in trouble.
We got some complaints.
I might have to put a little banana in my fucking...
You might have to put a little banana in your
pants? I might have to put a banana.
You already have a little banana in your pants.
That's why. I need to add a little couple inches to it.
Double size.
I'm all shaking my dick and it falls out. Sorry, I got to put that back in there. Yeah, but I have it all planned out. I'm actually pretty fired up for it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not even kidding you. I'm going to fucking help. You're going to help me, by the way.
What?
Okay. You're going to fucking paint on the abs for me.
Paint abs on you?
Yeah. You know how they did like in 300?
Okay.
So you're going to have to paint the abs on for me.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that, dress up as a cop, and then I'm going to shake my dick to that song Pony.
What song? Yeah,
Pony.
What's Pony?
You never heard that
genuine?
Song?
Genuine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know what song it's about.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, man.
Yeah.
I think this will be a make or break.
She's
a keeper. If she gets turned on, she's a keeper, bro.
God, man. If she runs out after the door. listening to the show, she was like, "You ruined a lot of things for me." She was like, "I can't eat shrimp now because of you." I was like, "Why?" She was like, "Because now every time I eat shrimp, it reminds me of your dick." I was like, "It's not that small." She was like, "No, because you referred to your dick smelling like fucking shrimp."
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, why don't you have a fucking sound? Make that a sound drop. My dick smells like shrimp.
Oh, I'll see if I can get it. And then it's going to follow up with this one.
Let me smell your dick. And it's going to be you saying that.
So, yeah. So, that's my Super Bowl bet I lost. And I'm going to have to surprise
you. Wait, so is this going to go down for on Valentine's Day?
No. Okay. All right, because I'm going to need to do a couple push-ups. I'm going to need a diet for like a couple weeks, like a week or two.
Oh, so on Valentine's Day, you could be as fat as you want?
Yeah. I'm going to show up looking all fat. So, speaking of Valentine's Day is coming up, what do you got planned?
I'm going to work that day.
You're going to work that day?
Planned. Yeah, I work that day.
Good for you. For the past couple of years, I managed to avoid fucking Valentine's Day like the fucking plague.
Not this year.
Huh?
You're not avoiding Valentine's Day this year.
Well, this year, honestly, I'm going to sound like a total bitch, but I'm actually going to look forward to Valentine's Day this year. And I'm celebrating a week early. You know why?
Why?
To avoid all the high prices. Fuck that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But yeah.
It's still not Valentine's Day.
So what?
Sorry to... I have to be a hater because that's what I do. But you're celebrating Valentine's Day not on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. It's a smart thing to do. I probably shouldn't say that because then she'd be like,
this is a smart thing to do, but you know girls, dude.
Yeah.
They'll say they're cool with it, but you know they're not.
My girl's really cool. She
understands.
Yeah. I remember I drew like a stick figure, like a card for her, like a few years back, and she was like, God. And I drew a heart.
And she was like, I love you. Thank you, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For A, you're cheap because you made your own card. B, you don't know how to draw.
Cause I made it with fucking figures. Love, bro. Fuck.
And it was love?
Uh-huh. If I made you a Valentine's Day card and I drew something nice for you and I wrote a little message, like, you know, your best.
First of all, if it's stick figures, it's not something nice. Your best, bro.
Huh?
You didn't draw something nice. It's stick figures.
Well, it's from the heart, bro.
From the heart?
It's from the heart. Mm. You wouldn't be like, thanks, man.
Why do guys think like that? Like the way I'm thinking right now. Why are guys like that? Like, why do you have to break the bank?
Man.
Because I've been reading up on it, dude, and like, guys are going to spend almost three times as much as girls are going to spend on average. Like, some girls don't even... There's a lot of girls that don't even spend money on Valentine's Day because it's not said it's a female holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It's for them, but it is. It is. All guys know that that's the holiday for your girl.
I think for most guys that are in relationships, just hope for a BJ on that day.
Well, that's the thing. Like, girls get away... I'm not saying... It's not girls' fault that get away with it. But girls just have to do a little bit more in the sack. And they get away with whatever the guy is trying to bust up. Because guys are always trying to set up dinner. It's like the guy's job, set up dinner, trying to find a place, flowers, chocolates, cards, fucking striptease, whatever the fucking thing is. But all the girl really has to do is show up.
That, put a dick in her mouth or in or around her butt.
You get me? So she can let you do shit that normally she would put up a fight against.
And how fucking frustrating is when their period happens to land on that fucking day.
Well, I didn't ever come across that, but then she owes you one, and she'll make up for it. Like, hey, remember Valentine's Day? You were supposed to give me like an above average blowjob. No, these
how are, do you bring it up though?
No,
how
these are things that aren't spoken. Like, you don't talk about these things. It's just things that you both know is on each other's mind.
You just pull your dick out. So on
Valentine's Day, you're supposed to get an above average blowjob. Like, all blowjobs are good. But this one was supposed to be, like, above average. Right? Because it's Valentine's Day.
Blow your mind and your dick away.
Because you fucking spent, you know, amounts of money that you didn't have to spend. Yeah. Just because you have affection for this girl.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, dude. Like, she doesn't... No, she gives it up just a little bit easier. Maybe it's a little sexier.
I was in a long relationship before, like when I was younger. And the only reason why I would go all out in for Valentine's Day is because, like, I didn't want to disappoint the person I was with. Mm-hmm. Because I knew I was going to have to feel the wrath of them. You know what I mean? Like, I knew I was going to have to deal with them talking shit.
We didn't even do shit for Valentine's Day.
Oh, you bought me. It was like, this fucking this, that. Yeah, so I think that's why a lot of guys tend to break the bank. And girls kind of just feel like it's Valentine's Day.
Like,
spend money.
You're supposed to show your affection. Girl, you're going to keep.
Hey, have you ever broke your bank for Valentine's Day?
Not really. Good. Maybe that explains a lot. I never really broke the bank on Valentine's Day.
For me, for the past 4 years, I avoided Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I remember even one specific relationship, I made sure that, because we started talking in February, and I made sure that we got together after fucking Valentine's Day.
Oh, you went together on the 14th?
Yeah. I was like, fuck that.
Not a couple.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask her to be my girl until like the
6th. I just shot her a text. I'm like, happy Valentine's Day. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's smart.
And a smiley face. I did a smiley face.
And yeah, because wouldn't it be weird, like, if you were, like, a new couple, only a week in, and it's Valentine's Day? And, like, you're
That's when you can get away with being a cheap ass.
But, like,
can,
only a week in. Mm-hmm. You get me? Like, how much affection is too much affection for only a week in?
I don't know, because girls are fucking crazy. They still expect you to be, like, this motherfucker.
Yeah, but it's only a week.
Yeah, sure.
You get me? If it's only if it's less than 30 days, you know, there's a 30-day return policy.
Uh-huh.
You know, if it's less than 30 days, you can't pretend like you've been together for fucking a year.
I don't know, dude. I mean, you gotta remember.
Bitches be crazy.
You know, they might expect you to break the bank still.
You're my fucking boyfriend. Act like it. And be like, bitch, we've been together for a day.
Right? That's it. That's why I avoided, like, the fucking plague, dude. So what do you think is the worst Valentine's Day gift you can get?
I told you this earlier. There's this thing that I've been watching where girls give their boyfriends sex coupons.
Uh-huh.
I don't want a booklet of sex coupons.
Why not?
Hear me out.
Uh-huh.
A girl tries to be cute and she makes you a coupon where she says back massage.
Bullshit, because I'm like, wait, massage my dick.
Hold on. Uh-huh. It's a booklet. They'll be like, back massage. Another coupon will say foot rub. Another coupon will say, like, sexy shower.
Uh-huh.
Another coupon will say, like,
like a golden shower?
It would say, like, any position you like. Or, a blowjob on the, whatever, on the bed, the couch. Or whatever the girl knows a guy likes.
Uh-huh.
She'll give him a coupon where he can cash those in.
Uh-huh.
Right? It all sounds fun and everything,
uh-huh,
but what about you present this coupon, and it's a coupon, I don't know, for fucking a shower blowjob. Whatever, dick.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, she's not having it. Right? And yeah, you're all like, no, I don't think you get this. This is a coupon
that,
like, I can use at any time. That's why you gave me this fucking coupon. And let's say it's an argument. Like, let's say you have this big fucking argument with your girl.
And then it turns into an argument?
And then, just to be an asshole, like, I already know my ass. Let's say me and my girl got in the argument, and her dumb ass gave me a coupon booklet. Ooh, I'm cashing all those things in when we're arguing.
Yeah?
Yeah, just to be a fucking dick. Be like, you know how mad you are? Here's this blowjob coupon. Cashing it right now.
Yeah, and then she uses a lot of teeth on your fucking BJ, and then you totally regret it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want a sex coupon booklet for a gift.
For me, don't give me a fucking massage coupon, because I'm going to be like, I'm going to zip my pants and be like, massage that. That's my dick flopping
then, out. Then they'll be like, you know what? This coupon says massage. That doesn't say hand job. And she'll literally just rub the top of her hand on the top of your dick.
She does all annoyed, just looking at her phone, looking up Facebook and shit.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want one of those sex booklets, because what if I want to redeem my coupon and you're being a bitch about it? And I don't want to fucking be a cheapskate with my sex life. Like, hey, this is a coupon. I don't want to pay full price for it.
See, the funny thing was, is I kind of asked my girlfriend, I was like, what do you want for Valentine's Day? Or, like, what do you not want about that? And, yeah, she told me the same thing. Whatever you do, don't give me a fucking sex coupon book. And I was like, fuck, I had to tear it up. But I did manage to keep one of my
coupons. You have a lot of coupon things going on with you, like date night type of shit.
I'm kind of queer like that. I love stuff like that. To me, that's really cool. But I had to get rid of my fucking coupon book, but I did manage to keep one of them. So here, I'm going to give you that.
You're giving me a coupon?
I'm going to give you the coupon.
Hold on. Sex coupon. Wait. This is funny. So Arnold just gave me a third of a sheet of paper, and in big red letters it says sex coupon. On each side of the word sex coupon, there's a dick drawn. And it looks like it has eyes or whatever. And the coupon says, you get to bone down with the co-host of An Educated Humor. And then underneath that in quotes, it says, not change. So this is a coupon you were going to give your girl?
Yeah, because what if she was just like, well, is Chen seeing anybody? I'm like, no, fuck change. What about me?
So you're giving this to me?
That's yours.
So I could turn this into you?
Yeah.
And I could bone the one of the co-hosts of Uneducated Humor.
That would mean you're boning me? No, yeah. Give my coupon back.
You asked me. No, you gave me this. Uh-huh. So this is back to what I'm saying. Uh-huh. I don't want to cash this in, and you'd be a bitch about it.
That's not what I heard.
Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt. So if I approach you and I give you my sex coupon,
I'm gonna do a bitch move. I'm like, I have a headache. That's no, what I'm why? Saying. Then I'm like, you're forcing me to have sex with you, bro.
No. Sex coupons are stupid. Don't do it, bro.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty funny.
I'll take a picture and throw it up on Instagram. We don't have Instagram anymore. I fucking got rid of it, and I'll tell you why. People were hitting me up. They're like, because they were just hitting, like, I would post pictures, and I think people tend to forget that we're an actual show. So whenever time I would throw up our pictures of our show, they're like, we didn't get any likes. I'm like, hey, motherfucker, we're a show. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I was just like, fuck that. Stop wasting my time with that. So you can find us on Facebook.
Were you wasting too much time on it?
Huh?
Were you wasting too much time on it?
Dude, I was like fucking
scouring the internet.
Yes. And I was like, fuck this. I was like, I'd rather just have Facebook and I can just be funny on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Get like 10 likes. What? You can follow us there on Uneducated Humor.
But it's done. You deleted the account?
Yeah.
So we're just on Gmail and Facebook.
Yeah.
Automatic.
Yeah.
Alright.
Pretty much fucking Instagram is like Facebook.
Yeah. Alright, so back to the Valentine's Day gifts that are terrible. Here's some more stats or facts on Valentine's Day.
To me, Valentine's Day is spending a lot of money and boning really good.
So you're paying for really good sex.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Cuz you pay for good, you don't pay for good sex, but you do pay for really good sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I get angry when I don't get it, and then I end up yelling at my girlfriend.
Like, bitch, give me some chon chon!
Give me some chon chon, you white bitch. The average American will spend about 120 on Valentine's Day. The average is up this year, like 10 bucks. So it went from 130 to 140 now. Men spend almost twice as much on Valentine's Day than women do. Men will spend about 140 to women's 50 bucks.
What are gifts that you wouldn't want to get?
Besides the coupon booklet?
Besides the coupon booklet.
I don't want to get flowers.
Yeah.
I think guys receiving flowers is kind of weird.
Flowers
are so expensive, bro. Like,
and you're giving me shit for wanting to celebrate a week early.
Like, let's say a dozen roses is like 50 bucks the whole year.
Uh-huh.
Then Valentine's Day comes around, almost 100.
Hmm.
You're
going to spend the most on look it, just on roses alone,
yeah.
Dinner, and a fucking hotel room, you're probably looking at like 200 bucks.
Yeah.
Because you can't take it to
everything spikes up, not just roses. Like, even restaurants charge more, hotels are more expensive on that day because they know there's a lot of people that don't live together that are boning and they're going to go to a hotel room on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what?
On Valentine's Day, tell me the hotel rooms aren't packed.
I don't know.
You're stupid. Like, let's say two people in their early 20s or that are still with their parents, they can't go bone down at each other's house. So be like, oh, I'm going to go spend Valentine's Day with my girlfriend, and I'm going to get a motel 6.
Not even a splurge on the hotel.
And then How do I know that hotels are booked on Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. Because Duralex released a statement saying that condom sales on this week go up about 30%.
They go up?
Up. So when guys
fuck that Valentine's Day and I'm spending all that money, I'm raw dogging you with JJ.
That's how I know. Since condom sales are going up, I know hotel rooms are being booked. Also, a month from now, a month after Valentine's Day, is when they sell the most pregnancy tests.
So bitches are getting knocked out.
So in March, everybody's buying their fucking pregnancy tests, bro.
See? Dude, there's like fucking so many cream pies going on that night.
See, she wouldn't let you do a cream pie, but you spend all that money on dinner and everything, so she's going to let you cook cream pie, dude.
And then she's going to be like, did you wear a condom? And she'd be like, dumb, and I'm like, no.
You know what's going to be the panty dropper? When you give her your Valentine's Day card, and the card says, I choose you.
Is that from The Simpsons?
Yeah, that's the one Valentine's Day card that's recreated the most. So, like, the one card that's sold the most is the I choose
you. I bet you anything, there's one dumb motherfucker out there who's like, oh, I remember that one episode from fucking The Simpsons. Like, I'm going to hit her with this, and she's going to love it. The reason why I say that is because I did that a couple of years ago.
You gave her the I choose you?
Yeah. You know what I did? What? I ended up doing like a mass text to like all the girls I was talking to at the time. And I didn't realize it that...
Was it a multimedia message?
Yeah.
So a list of all the people you sent it to got it? You're fucking... So I choose all of you. You fucking idiot.
I was a fucking dirtbag back then, dude.
You're terrible, dude.
So, if you're out there, my girlfriend, if you get that one.
Just know that.
I learned my
lesson. Choose you.
Either that or I learned my lesson not to do the multimedia
thing. It's funny, though.
I found a list of...
gifts that you wouldn't want?
No, a list. It's a short list. Of gifts girls do not want.
Okay.
Sure. So I'm gonna help the brothers out here.
Okay.
I don't mean the black people. I mean like, you know, all of the guys that listen to us.
I mean all you broke niggas.
I'm all, you know, I was gonna say something racist, but I'm not gonna say
it. Told you, it's in the way you say it, the tongue you say it. See, I gotta say it because of the way I said it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying. There's one black dude out there. Just Coonan. He knows what I'm talking about.
Alright, so what are the gifts that you should not buy your girl? Or you should buy her if you're pissed at her.
I don't know. Because number one is a vibrator.
Don't buy your girl a vibrator, Valentine?
Yeah. I had a girlfriend that actually... The previous boyfriend had bought her a vibrator. Mm-hmm. And it was her first ever like vibrator. And it even said like my first vibrator on it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, shut the fuck up. He bought it. Is it in the house? Like, do you still have it? Mm-hmm. Let me see it. Okay. And I ended up trying to steal it from her. Oh, we'll keep it at my house when you come over.
So why not?
Batteries are all dead.
Why not buy her a vibrator?
Huh?
Because she might leave you for the vibrator.
I'm like, what if the vibrator does better than my dick? I'm really insecure about my dick.
You're like, my dick doesn't have fucking vibrate.
She was like, this fucking vibrator doesn't have a lot of excess foreskin on it and doesn't smell weird. Did you know it's uncommon to be uncircumcised?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, because you're Mexican.
I'm Native American, bro.
All right, you're Native American.
Do you have a little Native American in you?
What does that mean?
Huh?
What does that mean?
I'm just asking.
Do I have a Native American in me?
Do you have a little Native American in you?
See? You're stupid. See, you're already laughing. You haven't even let me answer.
Go ahead and answer.
No.
No?
No. Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt.
I'll put a little Native American in you.
Alright.
Well, two is, of course, sex coupons.
So that's even on the list?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I thought I was, like, unique.
Fucking girls are uptight, dude. And three is cleaning supplies. Does a douche count as a cleaning supply?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You like putting them in your mouth.
You know what? My girlfriend told me, she was like, please tell me that story wasn't true. I was like, no, baby, don't trip, it ain't true. I was like, it's totally true.
It is true.
Yeah, it is true.
So, don't give your girl cleaning supplies on Valentine's Day.
Don't get her a vacuum.
That's a given. Like,
yeah.
It's not the fucking 1940s.
How dumb would you be?
You know what? Happy Valentine's Day, babe. I noticed that you've been having a lot of a difficult time vacuuming the house, so I bought you a brand new vacuum.
Yeah, that's like one of those things where like you're totally saying like, "Hey,
that's a given, bro. That's just being rude."
You know what? My dad. It's not related to Valentine's Day. My dad once bought my sisters a fucking broom for Christmas. I remember how awkward it was. Maybe this is where I get my stupidity from.
But what was the?
He showed up around.
What was his MO? Like, what was it? Like, he's like, I'm gonna buy my daughter a broom for like, why?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you why. This is completely off of completely off track. So my mom and dad have been separated since I was three, right?
Okay.
And my dad would go and have an affair with my mom. He would cheat on his wife and go sleep with my mom every now and then. So what he would do is like he would show up with gifts, because I used to live with my dad and my sister used to live with my mom. So what he would do is like
so be like, oh, my dad's gonna go cheat on my stepmom with my mom.
My mom was a side chick, bro.
You're fucking stupid, dude. Alright, so continue.
So for Christmas one year, I remember this specifically. He showed up and he was just like, he asked my sisters, hey, where's your mom at? And she was just like, oh, she's in her room, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, I brought you this broom for Christmas. And then he was like, oh, you know, we're going to go talk about child support, blah, blah, blah. So a half hour later, I'm just sitting there all awkwardly, and it's pretty odd. Like, back then, I didn't realize what was going on. But then now I think about it, I was like, yeah, my mom was a side chick.
You're
a broom for Christmas.
I don't even know why you're even bringing this up, this story, but...
And just in case my
pretty much you just said that your dad was going to smash your mom. He had no Christmas gifts.
So he showed up with a broom.
Here, he had a broom.
And it was kind of black on the bottom, so I think it was a used one.
So here, I'm here to drop off Christmas gifts, a.k.a.
my dick.
Drop off a gift at your mom's room.
He's a kind of drop off a load. I mean, a gift.
Oh my god. You're stupid. You're so stupid, dude.
If my little half brother's listening, my bad, dude.
Wait, what? Is he still with her?
Yes.
You're fucking stupid,
dude. That's not gonna get edited out. Fuck him.
I don't know. Well, maybe, he hasn't bought me shit. Maybe she knows already.
Huh?
Maybe she knows already.
Who, my stepmom?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck her. So my little brother's listening. Yeah.
Oh, man. You're fucking dumb.
All right, so your older brother takes after your dad. Sling that dick around. So, cleaning supplies. Don't show up with a fucking broom.
Okay.
Four, stuffed animals.
What? That's when most stuffed animals are sold on Valentine's Day.
I think there's a cutoff. Age. Like, you don't buy stuffed animals.
No,
like,
no, no.
Maybe you buy like a nice necklace or some shit. Yeah.
I think stuffed animals for Valentine's gifts are awesome when you're growing up. You get me? When you're in your teens.
Yeah,
and
you're
don't
just
have,
trying to finger bang.
You don't have money and you just want to get your fucking fingers wet instead of your dick wet.
Yeah.
That's cool. But as an adult, I want to say stuffed animals are okay, but not like every year.
Don't be a stupid ass and get the fucking huge one, because it's like, what the fuck are you going to do with
that? You could get them a stuffed animal, but not like... Don't get them a stuffed animal like often, like, because then they're treating them like a little girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You get me? But like, if you get her one stuffed animal here, or at the fair, or whatever, fucking Valentine's Day. But then like, don't get her a stuffed animal every year, because then that's weird.
Yeah, and then it ends up being a collection, and they end up getting sold in a fucking yard sale. But yeah, like when you're a teen, you'd be like, hey Chance, I'm gonna give her a teddy bear.
Yeah, see, that's
and
cool.
Smell my fingers tomorrow.
Smell my fingers. Smells like a teddy bear. Yeah.
Well, does that smell weird?
You're going to give her... so, you're in high school, you're going to give her... Or middle school, whatever, you're going to give her a teddy bear. Uh-huh. What she doesn't know is that you were dry humping the shit out of the teddy bear the whole night
putting
before.
Putting my pheromones on it.
Here's this teddy bear, you know.
Do you remember your finger banging the first girl?
Yeah.
I didn't wash my fingers for like a day or two. Until the smell went away, I'm like, what happened? No, I was,
Did you, like, not finger bang, but did you ever put, like, over the pants?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It all happened gradually. Like, I didn't go straight to finger banging. Like,
I had a mean old wet stain in my chonies fucking the whole night.
Yeah.
It was like...
Like, I touched that part.
Like, you ever...
But I didn't touch it.
Yeah.
But I touched it. No, and you convince yourself you touched it. You're like, I was touching that shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then now that you're growing up, you're like, you didn't touch it.
Nah.
You rubbed it.
Yeah.
But you didn't even rub it.
You pretty much warmed the oven for someone else. Most likely after she left your house, but we wouldn't get banged by some black dude. I don't know.
I just remember it being really warm.
Yeah?
When those are on top of the clothes. Mm. It's so hot.
It's so hot. See, bro, you warmed up the oven. You didn't get to put your turkey in there.
That's why I was like, damn, that shit's hot.
Yeah. And the last thing on the fucking list is a gym membership.
Oh.
You have to be
that's a like not even, it's not even the Valentine's Day. It's like the whole year type of thing.
Yeah, you don't ever do that.
Never buy them a Valentine's.
You know how you get a girl to go to the gym with you? You're like, man, I need to fucking go to the gym.
Want
to
go to the gym with me?
And you know what happens? They start to get insecure. Like, what does he need to go to the gym for? Like, no, baby, like, it's not even about that. Why don't you come with me? Mm-hmm. And then you get her to go. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Are you ever going to try that?
Not anymore, because Lisa's like, man, fuck you. The other day, I'd offered her to purchase her gym membership. But I swear to God, it wasn't for that reason. Uh-huh. It's just because I've been hitting the punching bag, and I was like, I want to show her some sweet moves.
Hey, baby, let me impress you with my sweet moves on this punching bag. Idiot. See how stupid that sounds? See how stupid that sounds?
But, you know, when I get a good sweat going, and then...
Oh, want me to go all out for 30 seconds?
She's like, motherfucker, you can't even go all out for like 15 seconds exactly. In the bedroom.
You good workout? Punching that bag?
I told my girlfriend, I was like, why don't you come to the gym with me? I go, I got some fucking sweet punching bag moves. Mm-hmm. I was like, I watch UFC. I know what I'm doing.
It works though, bro.
But I told her she had to record me. Just so I could put it up on YouTube.
What's up with you wanting to get recorded, bro?
Just so I could put it up on Facebook or something. By the way, I got a call from Fernando. She's fucking threatening to kick my ass. Fernando's...
Talking about fucking beating you up?
Yeah.
And you're like, why are you telling people I beat you up? You want to catch a beating?
She's like, bro. Because I'm really her bro. She's like, bro, don't get fucked up. She's like, don't get fucked up. And when she whispered it, that's when it really scared me. Don't get fucked up.
Hey, Arnold, you know I'm your
brother. Did you grab me by the shirt?
You know I'm your sister, big brother?
Uh-huh.
Don't get fucked up.
She grabbed me by the collar. She's like, hey, don't get fucked up.
So, hey, watch yourself. Don't get fucked up.
And she gives me a little slap on the face.
Oh, the double tap on your cheek?
Yeah. We good. Get the fuck out of
don't
my house.
Don't get fucked up. And then she kisses you in the forehead? And then you just put your hands in your pocket and look down?
Sorry.
No, you don't say sorry. It looks like you said sorry, but just put your head down, put your hands in your pocket.
Did you change the subject?
No, your sister's walk. That's the last thing your sister says. She walks away.
Well, how's mom doing?
She gets in her car. Bloop, bloop.
She just drives off in a Toyota Camry.
And what's banging on the radio?
Fucking Little Rob or some type of oldies. Or no, some California type of Mexican.
Love. No, California Love.
No, not California.
California.
It's what it is. It's like it's solo wrapped mixed with like some old school like Bretton Wood.
What? I want you to end the episode with the music your sister's gonna be bumping on the while she says that to you.
I'll find some.
Don't get fucked up. Kisses you in the forehead, walks away, gets in her car. She makes sure she rolls down all her windows. It's like the middle of the night, it's freezing cold. Rolls down all her windows.
Smoking out the blood. Put a little kid in the back.
No, they're asleep in the car seat in the back of the seat.
They've been downstairs in the car for like an hour.
Oh my god. Dude, your sister's gonna fuck you up, dude. What did I tell you?
Huh?
What did I tell you? Don't get fucked up. Guess what?
Well, here's click clack in the back.
The fucking lock.
I get a call in the middle of the night. What did I tell you?
What did I tell you?
Click clack.
It was nice knowing you, Arnold.
Oh man,
that's dirty, dude.
Oh shit, Well, it is February.
Okay.
And I do have my birthday episode coming up.
What does that mean?
Hopefully we'll have the Fat Man himself back on.
Fat Man?
Lupe.
No, I know who you're talking about. We'll see. I'm not getting my hopes up.
Hmm?
I'm not getting my hopes up.
Neither am I. So in March, when he decides to come on, we'll see what happens.
So after your birthday?
Yeah. Because maybe people are like, oh, well, you know. And I talked to his girlfriend or baby's mama.
Oh, that's what she said?
Huh? Yeah.
So that's what I said.
She was like, please, get him out of the fucking house. Like, he just, like, she wants him to, like,
he's come record. He's a little fucking there. Boots.
Hmm?
He's a little boots.
Yeah, he is. What did he tell me? He's like, are you guys like on episode 12? I was like, no, faggot. We're like on episode 24.
I don't even know what episode we're on. But, so she said take him out?
Yeah, she wants us to bring him out to record.
Stop being a stupid bitch. And
are you telling his girlfriend to stop being a stupid bitch?
No, that's fucked up, bro. Never tell her that.
That's fucked up.
I was trying to do like, don't be a stupid bitch and fucking your girlfriend fucking tells you to hang out with your friends and you don't want to.
You're being a real cockhead.
He is?
Yeah. So before we head out, I had three little mishaps. It's like we went completely off the Valentine's Day episode.
Okay. That's so fine with me, bro.
Huh?
That's fine with me.
So I had three little mishaps since I've been back at work.
Okay.
One, I showed up to work with a big old giant stain on my shirt, and I didn't realize it. You want to take a wild guess what it was?
Come.
Yeah.
You had a come on your back?
Yeah. Like, because, look at, the night before, like, I had ironed my clothes, and I had set them out, and I had my ironing board next to my bed, and I guess, like, I kind of knocked them over in the middle of the night. So in the morning, my routine is get up, watch a little porn, whack it, and normally I just, like, when I'm getting ready to shoot my shit, like, I reach over and I grab something. Like, usually it's the sock or something like that. And I grabbed my work shirt, not realizing it. And then, like, a half hour, I fall back asleep, get ready, and then get up again to get ready to work. By then, like, it kind of already sunk into the fabric and everything. So I show up at work, and we're having the morning meeting and everything. And a guy, one of my coworkers, is like, hey, man, like, you have a big old fucking cum stain on your back. And we laughed. And then when I went to the restroom, it was a big fucking cum stain on my back. So, like, I had to, like, try to wash it out. But it was still pretty good.
So how many guys saw that?
Pretty much all the coworkers. I heard a lot of snickering in the background. I was like, they're talking about that big stain on my back.
Oh, my God, bro.
So, yeah. I showed up with a big old giant cum stain on the back.
That's fucking bad, dude.
That? And when dealing with one of my customers, we get them receipts and stuff like that. Now, I don't know what the fuck happened, but when I was giving my customer the receipt, there was a fucking booger on the receipt. And I was giving her the receipt, and we both kind of paused and looked at it, and I was like, what's that? She was like, that's a booger. I was like, yep, that's a booger. So, like, I did the best I can to kind of, like, wipe it off. I was like, you know what?
Just smudged it.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? We'll just make a copy of it. So we make a copy of it, and you know how everything's just, like, black and white?
Uh-huh.
So I gave her the copy of it, and there's just, like, a big old fucking black smear across the fucking paper. So I give her the receipt. I was like, yeah, it's a fucking booger smear.
Once with a customer, I had that happen with me, too, where I don't know where, I think I had, like, a runny nose or, like, I don't know if I had, like, a lot of congestion or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I'm talking to him, and the counter's right there, and I'm going over the paperwork that he's going to sign.
Uh-huh.
And this fucking boulder falls out of my nose. And it falls out of my nose, and I feel it fall out of my nose,
uh-huh.
And I see it land on the counter, and I try to, like, swipe it out of the way.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I think I got it. And then, like, a few seconds pass by, and I move something over, and it's right there.
Oh.
And but it was out of my sight.
Hmm.
But it wasn't his. And I'm all like, oh, I'm sorry. That's disgusting. I actually said, oh, I'm so sorry. That's disgusting.
Uh-huh.
And just flinged it out of the counter. And the guy was cool about it. He didn't say anything about it. But I was so, like, mortified. I still can't get over the fact that you're sharing the whole cum stain on your bag.
Yeah. That's happened more than once. But once I've noticed it, like, I went to the restroom and just, like,
I've been accused of having cum stains on my shirt at work once.
Was it?
No.
Hmm.
It wasn't.
Huh.
Really, Dick? You think I wouldn't say it was? It wasn't. It was fucking,
what toothpaste. Was it? Oh, it was toothpaste. It was
no,
toothpaste.
I was eating something that night. Yeah. It's something I ate. I wasn't cum. I'm like, I was like, oh, fuck. I was eating something. And then my coworker's like, he's like, sorry, bro. You don't have to explain yourself. It's just me and you right now. He's like, just clean it up. And I'm back. Like, mom, no, bro. And I started laughing. I'm like, I know, no. I know it looks like cum, but it's not, bro. Believe me. And he's all like, sorry, bro. I believe you. And then I know he didn't believe me, though. I was like, bro, it's not cum, bro. Like, it's not. And I'm all like, and I forgot what it was. I'm trying to remember now. I think it was like I was eating some sort of like candy sour or something. Cream. And then my dumbass, when I was done, I just threw it on where the trash can is at. But the trash can is by where my chair was at. Mm. Usually when I take my clothes off, I throw it on the chair.
Right.
So me trying to be a shooter McGavin, I threw that candy towards the trash can.
If it splashed back on you?
No. And I thought I made it, but I fucking hit my shirt and then it fell and then so and then I went to sleep. I think I was like half asleep when I threw it.
So what it really was, it was a big old cum rag that landed on your shirt.
No, dude. Trying to forget what it was. It was my dumbass eating sweets too late. But it really did look like a big cum stain on my shoulder. I was like, what the fuck?
Mm.
I was and then, okay, you said it was three things.
Oh, well, the last one, this happened yesterday. So I'm a driver. I drive trucks for a living. So I have to have my earphones in. So me and my girlfriend talking between, you know, routes and everything. And I have those noise-canceling earbuds. So I'm talking to her, and I'm trying to, like, fart. And it was, like, one of those gut farts that, you know, she ain't going to hear. So, and I was standing in the middle of a place where they do, like, a lot of retail. So I'm standing in the parking lot, and I'm talking to my girlfriend at full fucking boisterous, you know, just being loud. And I fart in the fucking background. And I'm thinking, like, oh, she can't hear that. Little do I know, there's like a mom and her little girl that are passing right behind me. Oh, dude. And I was like, I didn't hear it. So I was like, I just automatically assumed nobody could fucking hear it. And I looked to the left after I farted, and I could just see like the mom and the, and they were white. So they're just looking like fucking dirty beaner. That was a bean fart. But yeah.
They let it go. So, we talked about bad Valentine's Day gifts. I need a fart right now, by the way.
Do you?
We talked about your mom.
Being the side chick.
Being a side piece.
Yeah.
And
I'm hoping to get that interview pretty soon. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm down now to be here.
You're down now to be here?
Yeah.
You know what? Because I'll do it between me and her. We'll do it. So that way, like, you can have that excitement. Like, ooh, what's going to happen? Because if you're here, you're going to be like, you're probably not going to want to ask any questions, right?
No, I'm not going to say anything.
See? Yeah.
I'm just going to watch and laugh.
You're going to watch and laugh?
Yeah, and be uncomfortable.
My mom called you Chunch once. She's like, where's your friend Chunch at? I was like, His name's Chench. And I was like, Chench is not even his
she
name.
She probably thinking, like, I want some of his Chench.
And then, never mind.
I don't really think that's ever going to happen, but...
Oh, it will. Because right now she needs a job, and I offered her $20 and a pack of Marlboros. And a tall can of fucking Bud Light.
Oh, a Michelada, Bud Light.
And a Michelada. And a fucking Raider hat. She was like, I'm in. She's like, you have me at Raider hat. I'm in.
You're fucking stupid, dude.
So remember, Valentine's Day, don't buy shitty gifts.
Don't fucking make sex coupons. And then they're valid only to bang uneducated humor
That is only good for Valentine's Day. And I have plans on that day, so...
So I can't catch this in the rest
nah,
of the year?
Nah.
It's on February 4th?
Huh?
It's only on February 14th?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be here early, bro.
What are you leaning to fucking try to?
I'm gonna come all over your work shirt. I'm gonna line them all up and come all over all of them.
Before you walk into my house, I'm just gonna let one rip. Hopefully that'll stop you from like trying to put anything in my butt.
Nah, you look like you're smelling a fart.
Yeah, knowing you, you'd probably be like,
man, I wish I had your dick in my butt.
bro. For the next show, I want there to be more drops of you.
More drops of me?
Of you saying stupid shit.
Okay. Like what? I purposely tried not to say anything stupid.
Bro, you say so many stupid things.
Like what?
I went to work with a cum stain on my shirt.
You know what's funny? Because my girlfriend's friend had listened to this the last episode. And it was funny because she was like, oh yeah, you should listen to my boyfriend's show, blah, blah, blah. And then it clicked with her, like, he says a lot of stupid shit and he always hits on his friend. She's like, he's not gay, by the way.
So he's gay?
I'm not gay.
Oh, you're talking about yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, you're gay.
No, I'm not gay. I'm not the one saying...
Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt.
What else did I say?
Huh?
Let me smell your dick.
With that being said...
different sound quality, too.
Huh?
You can tell a different sound quality.
Oh, I made sure I amplified this one.
Let me smell your dick.
Authority. Yeah. It's such an odd request. So, let's go ahead and head out. Wish me luck. Valentine's Day.
Are we going to do another show for Valentine's Day?
What do you mean?
Next week? Valentine's Day is another. Is next week.
What day is it land on?
Land's on a Friday.
Land's on a Friday? Really?
Yeah.
Maybe on Thursday I'll just let you smell my finger.
Thursday?
I think so.
Alright, so we're giving you ideas for next week's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Then next week, we won't talk about how Valentine's Day was for Arna, but we'll talk about...
It'd just be like 15 minutes to be like... You're... Ooh.
Alright, man.
Alright, man.
For an educated humor, this is Chench.
This is Arnold. Okay. Wait, this is Big Dick Arnold. Like it easy.
I like that. You like that?
Here's another one.
And another one.
And another one.
And another one.
Oh. Sex spectacular, make me lick you from your neck to your back to your shivering, tongue delivering, chills up that spine, that ass is mine. Skip the wine and the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking. Deja vu, the blood spark, finger fucking in the park, pissy off Bacardi dog. Remember when I used to play between your legs? You begged for me to stop because you know where it would head. Straight to your mother's bed, not the Marriott. We'd be lucky if we find a spot next to your sister. Damn, I really missed her. Way she used to rub my back when I hit that. Way she used to giggle when your ass would wiggle. Now I know you used to sweets at the Parker Meridian, trips to the Caribbean, but tonight no ends.